In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our first reading from the Book of Wisdom is quite clear that death and illness and suffering and every other kind of evil were neither made by God nor willed by Him. He did not intend them when He made all things in the beginning. We know the story of creation. On each day He said, "It is good." All that He created is good and wholesome, having within it being, and that applies to us too. We are made in His image and likeness. And part of what that means is that we have immortal souls, that we are not destined for death and destruction, but rather we are made by God, for God Himself, to be happy with Him forever in heaven. And yet, what do we find in the world? We find evil. We find death and destruction and all of these bad things. Our Lord Himself encountered them while He was here on earth. We see that in today's gospel. First, He encountered the woman with the hemorrhage. She wasn't simply ill. Her illness set her apart from everybody because the flow of blood made her ritually unclean. Anything that she touched was rendered unclean, so she couldn't live with anyone else. She couldn't be with anyone else. In fact, in a very real way, she was like a leper. She was like the walking dead. Then, of course, there was the man with the sick daughter, the daughter who eventually died, Jairus. We, too, encounter these things. You turn on the TV, what do you see? Death and destruction. And that's not just because if it bleeds, it leads. And even in our own lives, in the lives of those we love, there is illness, sorrow, suffering, and death. Where does all this come from? Well, again, our first reading tells us it came into the world through the envy of the devil. But I would remind you, it also comes in through our cooperation with the envy of the devil. Remember a few weeks ago when we heard the story of the fall of Adam and Eve? Hey, Adam, what did you do? The woman told me to do it. Hey, Eve, what did you do? The snake told me to do it. The envy of the devil, but with our cooperation. And yet we yearn for healing. We yearn for the good which God made in the beginning. And the good news is that it is also God's desire for us. God's desire is that we should be healed, that we should be restored, that these things should no longer touch us or rule our lives. And God is generous in healing us. The Father gives us His only Son, and the Son gives us His very life, so that we may be healed. Our second reading tells us that Jesus, though He was rich, became poor for our sakes. We're not talking about Jesus having the really very best 401k. We're talking about Jesus emptying Himself of the glory which is His as the Son of God, and pouring out His life for us, even to the point of dying upon the cross, so that you and I need no longer fear death. God's life pours out through Jesus to us. We saw that in the gospel. The woman with the hemorrhage, she sneaks up on Jesus, touches His clothes, and she is healed because of His life-giving power flows out into her. And she is restored. She was afraid, by the way, that Jesus wouldn't lay hands upon her because He wouldn't want to be unclean. Well, got news for you. There's nothing we can do that will make Jesus unclean. But the very power of Christ makes us clean. The very power of God, His own life, flowed out into the little girl when Jesus called her from the grave. And she was restored to her family. These are signs and tokens of hope and comfort for us who have been touched and affected by the world, the flesh, and the devil. God, in Christ, remakes us. And he doesn't just remake us, he gives us the ultimate makeover. He recreates us in the image of Christ so that not only do we receive God's love, but God's love flows through us into the world. You know, any of us would be more than willing to receive the gifts that come from God, correct? God wants you to give you something? Oh, I'll take it. But the challenge today is, are we willing to not only to receive God's gift, but to pass it on so that others through us may receive the healing power of Christ? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.